For your journey in life, you need direction from the Master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone under my voice, everyone connected and related with us, the Lord, a fresh impartation of grace, fresh for you. Lord, you say, no one draw unto you unless you call him. I see you drawing me to you, drawing me deeper into worship, deeper into consecration, deeper into prayer, deeper into the world. Lord, I ask that, Lord, you grant them experience. Passion for you upon these people. Out of these people may pastors rise. Out of these people may ministers rise that will shake the world. Out of these people may evangelists rise. Out of these people may vessels rise. Lord, I ask for all this morning that, Lord, you put a grace for a passion for you. A great level of impartation, great level of fight, great level of faith, great level of hunger, a passion for you in the mighty name of Jesus. I deport you everything that God has given me. I will not have any but fire on your altar, fire upon your prayer altar, fire upon your desire for the world.
Amen.
Fresh grace to fast.
Amen.
Fresh grace to go deep into God.
Amen.
The mighty name of Jesus. As you leave this month, we continue the aim of looking at the month is you will be aware and activated all through the month, all through the years. You walk in the reality. Father, we give you all the praise. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Holy fire, burn upon my altar. From within me, Spirit, please take over. Holy fire, burn upon my altar.
Hey, can you say that to God?
Holy fire, burn upon my altar. From within me, Spirit, please take over. Holy fire, burn upon my altar.
Father, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome to church. Hallelujah. Like I said, I was shocked to know that this is the last month. This is the last Sunday in the month of June. Hallelujah. Now, for the first time in the history of our church, we'll be looking at financial prosperity next month. So make sure you're around. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. No, anytime when I think about it, every time it used to get me to be concerned. I don't like people hearing me for the first time. Let's say we have the first time, and the first time is hearing me preaching about finances. Because the way I preach with passion is the same way I preach against the devil. Let's say not think I'm a prosperity preacher, even though I'm not a poverty preacher. Amen. But today we are concluding on spirituality. That's why I said if we don't get this, everything we do next month will not work. We have to be spiritual. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many of you have been blessed so far in the month of June? Hallelujah. Oh. Now, we'll be looking at, finally, since we are closing, how to doctor your spiritual health. That's the topic this morning. How to doctor, how to treat, how to manage, how to care for your spiritual health. Doctoring your spiritual health. Hallelujah. How to care for your spiritual health. You know, in Proverbs 27 verse 23, the Bible says, take heed to the flock, look the well to the sheep, and make sure they are fine. Even in Acts chapter 20 verse 28. So we have the responsibility to teach you how to watch your health. How to be spiritually healthy. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 16. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 16. Doctrine your spiritual health. Hallelujah. Tilabayadabada. Hallelujah. Before you continue, just remember that the prayer department is starting on Friday, on Saturday by 5 to 7. Hallelujah. How many of us are excited? Well, every Saturday, 5 to 7, the prayer department will be meeting. I just remember now. And then Wisdom will be the one in charge. Even though we have pastors over every unit, Pastor Ebenezer is the one in charge of prayer. But it will be managed by Sir Wisdom. Hallelujah. So, grace upon you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And then I just remembered, we have never consecrated JJ as our AMD. Hallelujah. We'll do that during the conference. Please remind me. It was since last year, but she was not around. So I just remember I've not prayed. So it will be during the conference. Please just remind me. All right. Praise God. So how to doctor your spiritual health is our topic. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 16. Hallelujah. Take heed unto thyself. And unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and what? Them that hear you. We are advised to take heed to ourselves. Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12, the Bible says, he that thinketh his tongue, he that thinketh his spiritually healthy, should be careful lest he fall. Hallelujah. So look well to the state spirit. How do you manage your spiritual health? How do you care for your health spiritually? Now, to be alive is one thing. To be in good health is yet another. Is it true? In the natural, to be alive is something else. To be healthy is what? Something else. And then you all know that life is good and exciting when you are healthy. You can be alive without health. I have met people in the hospital that wish they could die. They prefer to die than to be in the condition. Have you ever met somebody like that before? That prefer death than the pain of sickness. See, that life, to be alive is one thing, but to be healthy is another thing. So to be spiritual is another thing, but spiritually healthy is a different ball game altogether. Are we together? Come on, are we together? So it's good you are spiritual and spiritually healthy. Very soon I will tell us symptoms of spiritual sickness. And how to be healthy continuously. Hallelujah. Secondly, I want us to understand that man is tripartite. According to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23, any part of the body can get sick. Our physical body can get sick. Hallelujah. Then you need treatment, you need medication, you take drugs. People take injections, people are on dialysis, people are off, their body is sick. Our mind can be sick. Hallelujah. Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 1, our soul You know, emotional sickness. How many of us have been emotionally sick before? Hallelujah. How many of us have been emotionally sick? Fever. After one phone call, fever. Because somebody said no, fever. Wake up and carry a fresh bottle of oil. The Lord has found somebody else. Is that not true? Wake up. So, don't allow yourself to be sick. Many people, young guys, emotional, have been delivered from that realm. Amen. Very soon you'll be delivered in Jesus' name. Yes, yeah, so your soul can be sick, your emotional can be sick. Hallelujah. And then that one can be very, very dangerous. And then, when it says, like, you have experienced it before. God, you'll be free. Emotional sickness, love, matters of the heart. And then your spirit too can be sick. Kwasheko of the spirit. You are lanky, hallelujah, in the spirit. So, as you are three in one, every part of you can be sick. So you can be sick in the body. Number three, most people neglect health and then adjust to pain. Instead of checking up and discerning the sickness symptoms. Many people, every sickness has a symptom. But then most of the time when you have pain because you don't have the money to go to the hospital because of something like that, you just adjust to the pain. Meanwhile, you should be able to diagnose what is this saying and then treat it properly. True? Before it get advanced. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Our body is custom made to design forms of sickness. There are things that tell us something is wrong. But then many people, something is wrong with your life, but instead of correcting, you adjust to the pain and then you are used to the pain. And then after a while, the sickness is in your body. That's why people can be sick with the same sickness for over 25 years. And their body, have you ever noticed that when you get to your room that is smelling, after 10 minutes you no longer feel the smell until somebody new coming in? Why? Because your nose has adjusted. Is that correct? Is that correct? Yes. So many people adjust to spiritual sickness such that it look normal. You know, in the first survey we look at spiritual lukewarmness. Many people adjust to it. That's not their normal state. And then number four, I want us to understand that our spiritual health and strength determine the energy in which the whole superstructure of the body is carried. Everything is light or laid on your spirit. And when the foundation is not strong, what can the righteous do? Hallelujah. In Proverbs 17 verse 22. Proverbs 17 22. Everything relies on your body, on your spirit. When your spirit is sick, everything gets sick. A merry heart doeth good like medicine. But a broken spirit, what? Dried the bones. In Proverbs 18 verse 14 also the Bible says, the spirit of a man will bear his infirmity. So the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. But a wounded spirit who can bear? So everything lies upon your spirit. Once your spirit is affected, every other thing goes wrong. So today you are receiving wisdom on how to stay healthy spiritually. One may think he is healthy, but under close examination, they are carrying deadly sicknesses in their body. We have somebody here in FMC, three of us. Somebody can come and then the person may be looking healthy. But then put stethoscope on his chest. See that you are the person is at stage three. Cancer. But he was looking healthy until they tell him. Somebody can be working with HIV advanced form. You will think you are healthy until you are examined. Are we together, guys? Is it true? You will think you are normal until you see a doctor and then you live with a bag of drugs. So you may think, as I started now, maybe you are spiritually healthy, but well, let's finish examining you. Let me be the doctor this morning. Then after we know whether you are sick. Come on, hallelujah. How many of us want to be examined today? How many of you want me to examine you? To know whether you are healthy spiritually or not. Alright, number one. Sign and symptoms of spiritual sicknesses. You know what is a symptom? A symptom is not a real sickness. It's a sign that something is wrong inside. We cannot see our liver. How many know where the liver is? The liver is lower, upper right abdomen, middle, right? Right under the upper chest case, right? This is where your liver is. Right? Alright. So, you cannot know what is wrong with your liver. But then when you check the color of your urine, we can know the state of your liver. The color will tell the state of your liver. When we look at your eyeballs, we can know what is happening in your liver. When we test your blood. Is it true? Alright. Your pancreas is far, far east. We may not see it. But how do we know your pancreas? That is why doctors ask you for symptoms. They put stethoscope, they press your body, they ask you, how do you feel? How is this like this? So when they know the symptoms, they can predict the sickness that is wrong. Is that correct? So the same with your spiritual age. There are signs that tells you that something is wrong with you spiritually. The first is that when you forsake your first love, it's a sign that you are sick spiritually. That's a sign, a symptom that something is beginning to go wrong with your spiritual life. Revelation chapter 2 from verse 3 to 7. There is a first love that happened. Hallelujah. That happened when you got saved. There was this level of fire. There was this level of zeal. There was this level of passion. Burning desire to know God and to do His will. You have a burning desire for God's presence, to preach and to sacrifice. Most newcomers want to evangelize. They want to tell everybody their story. Hallelujah. People, there are activities that you continue to do, but that passion, that attitude you have are no longer there. Hallelujah. You make decisions by yourself now without even consulting the word of God. Your passion for God just died down. When you save Jairus, the way you are in, just like when you fell in love. My goodness. Extra cool. Those days of... What was this extra cool? Pastor, every time your hand is up, what is happening? Beginning to suspect you now. Extra cool. Are you there? I'm there. You are talking. 6 hours, 7 hours. You are in love. Hallelujah. But then after 3 years, you see a miss call. I'll call you later. Meanwhile, before, even if your mother is calling you on this phone, you see I'll call you, pick. But then, you know, the love will always, Pastor Femi Lazarus will say, but if Jesus Christ, a new one will always be there, right? Fresh one, there will be fresh love. I am more in love now than I, but not this butterfly, something on my stomach or mosquito, or this kind of like reality. I'm in love, more in love. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. My wife was telling me this week that maybe she will not propose to me again. That this. Very, very excited. Like, she wants to propose to me again. You know, like, she's too in love. It was worse than the first day I met her. It's getting, it will be more sweeter. Yes, because I'm learning more strategies, terminals to express love. See, that my first love for her has not gone down. Yes. But my first love for God too has not gone down. I am still in love with God. I'm in love with Jesus. He's in love with me. You know that's, I'm in love with Jesus, and He's in love with me. Yes, I love Him. Hallelujah. Come on. So when you forsake that first love, that first passion, hallelujah, it means you are sick. Number two, when you have divided attention, you are non-divergent. What do you, before when you got saved, most people that want to always in church, they want to think the things of, but now you have divided attention. There are people that God said they almost out of passion went to want to resign from work. Not like that. You have to calm down. Have you met people like that? Have you heard stories like that before? Yes, I've heard stories like that. This kind of love, but after a while, oh boy, now things have changed. Now you have divergence. You have space for something else. It means something is sick and wrong with your spirit, man. Hallelujah. Now, number three, the third one is love for the worldly things above the things of the kingdom. 2 Timothy 4:10, hallelujah. Now, worldliness is always a state of the heart. Worldliness is always a state. You love the things of the world, hallelujah. You will prefer to watch BB Ninja with your data than to stream on YouTube a message. True or yes? You will prefer to download and watch a lot of, you watch a lot of secular, to download a secular song. You prefer to stream your data. Many of us do 7 gig, but check the things you do spiritually with them. Is that not true? There's a passion for the worldliness. You are checking clothes, you are checking news, you are checking a lot of unreasonable, like 99.9999999999% of my data goes on messages. The other 1% go on memes. I go to look for something to make me laugh because I like laughing. I just like to go and look for people. That is the only thing I do. Even if I'm reading messages, like the rest, I'm going to be checking people's status. If you are preaching, I don't even read you twice. I don't look for anybody posting anything funny. Just laugh. That's the only thing I do. For the rest, I spend it on messages. Everything. I download gig. Yesterday, I spent almost, is it 8 gig? My one. Your data usage is too much. It's too much. That was why I bought the data. I was selling the phone. That was why I bought the data. See, loneliness, I will be seeing still watches. A lot of temptations on YouTube. But you have to focus on the kingdom. Hallelujah. Focus on the kingdom. Number 3. Loss of appetite for God's words and prayer. 1 Peter chapter 2 from verse 1 to 2. There are people that God, when they God said, they have strange appetite for God's word. They want to study. I am glad when they say, let us, they want to study the Bible. You open their room. Hey, oh, but it's a Christianity. They're always reading Bible. Open their room. But now they have lost that appetite. They don't have interest for real Bible truth. They want gyrations. They want sentiment. They want motivational. They want me to be preaching and be shouting, hallelujah. They want to be, you know, this goose pimples, this kind of a thing. When you are preaching truth, something like that, they are not interested. Me, I will not be shouting out comedian on stage. Just be somebody, hallelujah. Oh, people want that instead of standing. That is why they don't like that they are deboy. They don't like the belief of Kumi. Pastor. Hallelujah. They don't like them. They like somebody that is gyration. That is gyration. They like sensational, motivational preaching. Hallelujah. They want to come to church and be hearing how to grow your business. Sunday morning service. Hallelujah. Should it be taught in church? Yes. But that is not our primary assignment. If I go to the hospital with my car and then I met Chioma, and then she's working in the FMC. And then when I go to her with her lab coat, she's fired to wound my of the car. At the hospital. When I'm there for health. If I need my mechanic. Is that not true? Our primary assignment is my health. Our primary assignment in church is the word of God. A doctor can still be able to service a car, but that is not his primary assignment. Are we together? Yes. So, lost interest in raw truth. When you are teaching them integrity, righteousness, consecration, the work for God, how to become better, how to be spiritually sound, how to be this. No, you just watch next month. See, when we start talking about money now, everybody will come alive. See, I'm saying it now because you know, when we start now, people will be very careful. But no matter your carefulness, you will betray yourself. Hallelujah. It's like that. When you talk about money, it's always alive. Always. But when we talk about the mother of spirituality now, everybody is looking serene and calm. Why? Because he's not looking at it too spiritual. But that is what you need. Hallelujah. You need to be spiritual to marry right. You need to be spiritual to make money. You need to be spiritual for everything to work. Hallelujah. So develop, don't lose interest for raw truth. Like somebody that will look at you and say, this thing is wrong. Hallelujah. You start complaining about the time people spend in church and Christian service. This pastor says, there are people that complain every time. When our service is 2 hours, 2 hours, 10 minutes, they don't keep to time. They don't what? Keep to time. But you don't complain when your lecturer feels lecturer on wrong time and then when he overshoot. You don't complain. You are even angry that the match finished, that the referee added only 15 minutes after 90 minutes. You are even angry that the concert video on time. Hallelujah. You are angry at certain people. I watched one, there was a time I was watching
They invited a world-class artist to minister, to sing in a concert, secular artist concert. And then he only sang for 15 minutes and then left. People were angry. People began to bring bottles. Why would the organizer give him some more time? Why would they give him some more time? Wait. Something happened last year. Was it last year that priest said that? Is it last year or last 2 years? The princess of France wedded. Last year or last 2 years? Last year, yeah? Last 2 years, right? Then Beyonce was invited and then a lot of people were invited. And then the preacher preached for 17 or 18 minutes. It's online, you can go and check. People began to complain that he took so much time. So why will he be taking everything what they should do? I'm telling you, online, I could not believe my eyes. Meanwhile, they invited Beyonce and she sang for like 30. Nobody complained. The guy preached for 17 minutes. He was even a bishop, like these Catholic bishops. They were complaining. That is a sign of people that are spiritually properly sick. Properly sick. Hallelujah. You will never, have you ever seen somebody sleeping in Jay-Z concert before? Have you ever seen concert? Don't be watching online. Have you ever seen somebody sleeping in AY show? Have you ever seen? No matter how busy they are, when they go for those shows, they are wide awake. A quarrel will come, everybody's up. Defense will come, everybody's up. But you are preaching now, somebody will be. And hear Bible fall down from people. So out of sleep, Bible will fall down. So there are people that sleep till. That is that something is wrong. Hallelujah. Archbishop Benson Dawosa said that when he was a pastor, he remembered that his pastors used to sleep in front of him and their Bible will fall. So some of them would sleep onto their eyeglass and they almost fall off the chairs. See, he was concerned. That's Archbishop Benson Dawosa. Then he said one day he was reading his Bible and then he saw that all men shall dream dreams. And the youth say, okay, they are dreaming. So he said, so let them continue sleeping. They are dreaming dreams. But all of you here are young. You are not permitted to switch realms. Stay here. Say we stay here. Hallelujah. You know, there is a one attitude. When you sleep once in a while, me, I don't say I cannot. There are people I stand here almost every Sunday. Their head must double. Something is wrong. If you cannot tell me every Saturday you are busy. No, I slept yesterday. Every Saturday I don't sleep. Friday. And then woke up today. I woke up around 3 something to 4. One a week like dress. I've been here. That is my every Saturday. I find it very, very difficult. Like I say, usually I don't sleep before 12. But I will never sleep. I don't go to vigil and doze off. There are people that once after dancing in that vigil, that dance, all the remaining thing is sleep. Some even come with the mat intentionally. Ready to sleep. You have not seen people, hallelujah. So don't complain about time. Nobody will complain that the time spent in the beach is too much. How many of you have seen somebody complain in the beach that time is too much? Where you go and look like a naked man. Don't complain that time is too much. But church service 2 hours is 2 hours. Our service is 2 hours. People will complain with 10 minutes. Hallelujah. The presence of God is there and then the time has gone. But even if people have been delivered, some people still complain. Hallelujah. That's a sign of somebody that is sick. When you are in love with somebody, 3 hours look like 3 minutes. True or false, Pastor Ebenezer? When you will talk with the person and when you look at them, you'll be like somebody forwarded your clock. You will just be there. You are going now. Where are you going to go now? Wait. But the sun is, we are in longer day today. The sun is still bright. Because you are in love. But if you don't love the person, please, I have an appointment. Somebody had what you to ring tune. She will ring, she will make her phone to ring. Hey, hello? Okay, I'm coming. Sorry, sir, I'm coming. So let me close the fridge and call you back. They want to leave your, just to leave your presence. Just let me what? Just let me close the fridge. I'll call you back. But when it's somebody you love, even if you are brushing, you'll be on the phone with the person. Come on, true. So, not complaining about time and church and Christian activity. Number 4 is their attitude to sin A sign that you're spiritually sick is sin will change. Hallelujah. You know, in Psalms 15 from verse 1 to 5, describe how a man should respond to sin normally. And Psalms 45 verse 7, a healthy Christian hates sin. Not that you hate sinner, but you hate sin. Hallelujah. You are sick spiritually when you are comfortable with sin. You begin to be tolerant with sinners. Somebody can smoke and poke the smoke at you. You can be comfortable with somebody, excusing your room for somebody to fornicate. See, we are praying for him to change. We are praying for him to change. When you are giving the person your room, you are praying for him. You are the one connecting people. When you know what they are going to do will be evil. You are the one comfortable. Your attitude towards sin is different. Stop something bad now. You say, hey, sorry. You know, this Christian is like that. God will help them. Hallelujah. Just like you are sick spiritually. The healthier you get spiritually, you will hate sin. You will hate the smell of alcohol. You will hate the smell of aspen. Is it aspen? Yes, that's aspen, right? You will hate the smoke. You will hate it. You will hate to see people holding their... I always hated the sight of a guy putting his hand in a lady's waist publicly. I always hated it. Especially if they are not their way. If I read one time, see people kissing at the park. You don't need to think they are not married. They are not what? Because if they are married, they will have a... To kiss, they will be tired of kissing. You don't know. When you go home, you will kiss and say, see my mother, I'm tired, please. You are tired, yes. All these gyms, they are not married. You are putting her, when you are at home, she's at home, permanently naked. She just said they are not married. I always hated it. Because I know it's wrong. How can you touch a property you have not bought? What if you didn't marry her? She's not performed that you should be touching. Be touching that you're original. No, leave her. Yes. Hate it. Yeah, you must hate it. See, our brother said you must be like that. Though. Say I'm like that. Say I am like that, brother. I will not touch what I've not bought. In JSS 2. Did you hear what I said? JSS what? 2. I did a boarding school. I went to the class during siesta. You know, siesta is afternoon sleep. Right? I knelt down. If you take me to my school, to the class, I will tell you where I knelt down. JSS 2. I want to knelt down. I said, Lord, keep my wife wherever she is. I'm not cheating. I'm telling you, I can remember the prayer. I'm not cheating. Let her not be for me. Please, keep her. Yes. I prayed that prayer, JSS 2. I didn't do it and nobody did it to my wife. So maybe you are somebody that you don't marry. Alright. Your wife is in the hand of a proper bad boy. Proper one. with a man you know you will not marry. Your husband is in the house of a proper wizard, witch. So hate it well. Because once you are comfortable with it, it's a sign that you are spiritually what? Sick. The fifth sign you are sick spiritually is that you have a relaxed attitude towards soul winning. You relax with the wrong people. You don't have this passion to win souls. You don't have a passion to lead souls to Christ. Hallelujah. You have a passion to relax with the wrong people. One of the things you like to do yourself, you know, most times, there are people that when you are talking to, and then under your conversation, there is an immoral undertone. You know what I'm saying? Undertone, like, under, you know that what they are saying is something bad. I have fun. And then look at the person, you understand? You understand what I'm talking about? You are comfortable with people like that. You are comfortable with sinners and you know evangelists. There are people, you know, this person is bad. And you have never talked to them about Jesus. Not once. I was growing up, I had a friend that was changing ladies. In fact, his problem was not that he was the one changing the ladies. He had a gift from the devil. That when ladies see him, they want to sleep with him. That was a spiritual gift. Christian sister to Rashidat and Alima. I'm telling you. Rashidat and Alima were praying for brother in church. I said, Jesus Christ. Feed him and take care of him. I'm telling you. Do you know what I did? I looked for D.K. Olukoya's message. Dancers at the gate of hell. How many of you know that message? Let me see if you have seen that message. Ah! If you are not, please get it. God, I can give you. If you listen to that message, when you see a woman coming this way, you will remove your shoe and run this way. I gave him the message and I left. The next time we met, he was looking at me. That message he gave me, do you have another one? I gave him. Today is a pastor. Yes. He got saved. One of the days I went to the house, he was with the ladies cohabiting properly. Like a married man. I heard from him that they were dating together. I was angry like a dead person. What? I didn't know they were dating together. I let that priest pray for him that night and God saved. God saved the Holy Ghost that day. God they called that day and he's a pastor. He has finished his theology school. Saved. Why would you have somebody that is bad and then you tell him nothing? You are comfortable with them. You know all their songs are bad. Help them. Tell them this thing is bad. You're not going to help you. Yeah? They may be angry, but at least tell them. When you are comfortable with people like that, it means you are sick yourself. Come on. Hallelujah. Number 6 is your heart content. What is in your heart determines your lifestyle. Because out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaketh, right? So when you are sick, your heart will be more hardened against a tender heart. You are like a criminal. Your heart is hardened. Hallelujah. There are brothers that they are in church, but their heart is hardened. They speak in tongues, but if you see what they will do, you will not believe it's Bro Johnson. You know what? Believe it. Hardened heart against your heart to be soft and tender. Number 2. Is your heart proud, full? Are you full of proud or you are full of humility? When you are proud, it means you are spiritually sick. Something is wrong with your spirit. There is no proud man before God. Imagine when you pray to the Holy Spirit and then you go on your knees and say, Holy Spirit, you know, it's because of you I'm kneeling down, or if not, I wouldn't have knelt down. Imagine saying that kind of thing to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. God will help us in Jesus' name. Are you full of fear or full of confidence? Because fear is a sign that you are sick in your heart. What are the kind of words you speak? Hallelujah. Now, how do you treat yourself? Now, with these symptoms, if you are sick, I believe you will know by now. Is that true? Is it true? Should I go by the symptoms again? You forsake your first love. You now have divided attention. You now have loss of appetite for the word of God and for prayer. You now have a poor attitude towards sin. You now have a relaxing attitude towards soul winning. You now have evil content in your heart. Now, how do you treat yourself and what is the way out? The first thing is that renew your attitude to spiritual growth. Renew your attitude. Now, no one can grow spiritually without personal commitment. The pastor will teach you and commit materials to you. But the pastor cannot help you grow. Is that not true? The best I can do is to teach you, lead you to prayer meeting, teach you, but if you want to grow, you have to grow yourself. If you want to grow, you have to take personal responsibility and personal commitment. No matter how I preach and how I teach, if you don't take responsibility, you will not grow. You will not what? Grow spiritually. So renew your attitude towards spiritual growth. Say, I want to grow. I remember sharing the story last Sunday about how I met people that were on fire before everybody tongue speaking came to campus, but I wanted to grow. And then I took personal responsibilities. Hallelujah. Personal responsibilities. I remember there was a time I told myself I was going to fast for XYC days. After I said it, only me myself, I started crying. Do you understand? Let's say, I'm going to fast for so and so number of days. After saying it, I started crying. I was 100 level. I was not a small boy. I was 100 level. At age? I can't even remember now. I was crying because I said, and then I fasted it. I what? Fasted it. There was a day where I ate breakfast and I almost threw up because my body was not used to breakfast for a long period of time. Not used to breakfast. I was fasting every day. Because Lord, I must change. My friends said they were not comfortable working with me. I said, why? I said, I made them feel as if they are not serious with God. So anytime they want to eat after break, I make them look as if they are doing something not bad. See, because every day they say, eat, I'm not eating. Every day eat, I'm not eating. Every day say, what is wrong with you now? So like, I'm making them feel bad. So they say, they will not work with me again. Hallelujah. Because I wanted to grow spiritually. I remember buying earpiece that time. Sometimes the earpiece may not be working. And then I'll put it in my phone. It look as if I'm singing a song. My mouth will be moving. When people are discussing in class, people are just taking, instead of discussing Robinho, or discussing Ronaldo, my mouth will be, it's like, you know, if my, there was no earpiece, they would think I'm running mad now. Now something has gone, now something is wrong. But because there's earpiece, they would think I'm singing a song. How many of you understand that my formula at all? Talk about, even when I'm traveling, I always have an earpiece. Because here to Abuja is almost 1 hour, 30 minutes. I cannot be sitting down with somebody's armpit or somebody disturbing me for 1 hour been looking at trees. I always have an earpiece. Put it on my ears. My mouth is moving. Shabla, because by the time you arrive at Abuja, you have prayed for 1 hour, 30 minutes. Are you understanding me at all? Yes. So develop strategies. Develop how to read books. How to grow. There are books I read. I remember Like a Mighty Wind by Meltari. How many of you know that book? Like a Mighty Wind by Meltari. That book spurred me to God. Anytime I listen to Dr. Paul and he mentioned any book, I write it down. And then I go and look for it. There were books I looked for with the ill of. That is why I find it difficult to give people my book. Because most of my book, I bought them with my last money. Let's say I have $1 left. So I don't see the book I've been looking for, then I'll just buy it. And then you give somebody your book. And then the person will just carry your book like this and just fold it. Have you seen people give? Have you ever given somebody a book before? And then because he didn't buy it. You, when you're reading your book, it's like this. You don't put something in between. They will fold your book backward. Because you know the value. I don't give anybody my book. If you come to me, is it that I dash you the book? Or I tell you where to buy it? Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. I took personal responsibility to grow. I remember when I got filled with the Holy Ghost, I took personal responsibility to pray for 1 hour every day. So no matter what your pastor say, what your preacher say, if you don't take personal responsibility, you will not grow. Hallelujah. Now, do you enjoy the hour of prayer or the hour of gossip? Do you like talking with men more or talking with God? Is prayer a burden or a duty or a delight to you? Do you put effort into prayer? What is your attitude toward the word of God? Hallelujah. If, like we say, prayer department meeting now is 2 hours. Two what? two hours. Hallelujah. Yes. But before you know, when you start praying in tongues for 2 hours, don't see that if, how much is an average American movie for Christ's sake? How much? How many, how long? Average is 135, 140, 2 hours. Right? And then some people can watch 4 in a day. So the time to watch one American movie is the time for prayer meeting. But they are more comfortable with that than praying. The time you spend on WhatsApp, Facebook, per day, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, what again? Snapchat. If you can use 10% of time, anytime you pick your phone, you check a verse, you will have read 10 chapters per day or 20 chapters per day. Hope you know that. Is it true? It's true. So all you need to do is to make a level of responsibility. Set the reminders. Bible reading plan. That is why I like people to do Bible reading plan. Consistently check your Bible. Hallelujah. I find it uncomfortable to be on WhatsApp if I've not read my Bible. I must have read something. Hallelujah. That is why on my front dashboard of all my system, any gadget I have, the front dashboard, all of them is laden with Bibles. When you see here my tab here, all the different versions, all in front. There is no shortcut app of any chart here. This is Message Amplified Living Bible. But then I have English Dictionary. Then I have your Moon Reader for my books. Then I have King James. Then I have Strong Bible. Because there is, all that is, when you carry my phone, the front, all of them is Bible. When you carry my system, the foundation is PC, East World. All, the first thing you meet, some people that every day on the shortcut to social media is there. But when you carry your phone, before you know you're on social media, and then you may just say, okay, let me just check this status, before you know you have spent 1 hour. Has it happened to any one of us? Yeah? Yes. So don't have to put discipline. Because no matter who is, see, your pastor can be Jesus Christ, and you will still be a Judas. Hope you know that. Your pastor can be who? Jesus. Now, why was Judas not spiritual? Was it because his pastor was anointed? Was it his pastor was not anointed? Or his pastor was not preaching well? Or Jesus Christ was not a good example? Or the sermon that Jesus Christ preached was not good enough? He was there, but he took no serious responsibility. So you have to take responsibility to grow spiritually. So renew your attitudes, and then you'll become, you'll be back to health. Hallelujah. Number two is monitor your love life. Love life is a great sign whether you're spiritually healthy or not. More time when you got saved, two forces are in your life. The first one is the force of faith and the force of love. Check whether you easily love or you're not beginning to hate. What are the characteristics of love? Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but it rejoices in the truth. That's NIV versions. It always protects, always, always trusts, and then always perseveres. Right? So test your love. Now, are you getting more angry than before? Are you more patient? Are you more understanding? Are you competitive? Are you boastful? How are you now? Renew your love life. Begin to love people more. Hallelujah. But don't forget, loving people is not the same. Hallelujah. But check your love life. Love the most you can. Praise God. Come on, praise the Lord. Test your love life every day. Make sure that you are easily healed. Don't allow offenses to grow in your heart. Easily forgive. Easily let go. Just take the characteristics of love and keep it in your heart. Love is patient. Love is kind. It doesn't envy. It doesn't boast. It's not proud. It's not religious. That was the way I crammed it. It's not self-seeking. It's not regard or wrong. That was the way I just crammed it like that. So you just make sure your life. How am I now? Make sure you are loving. Hallelujah. And then number three is monitor your faith life. The word nourishes and brings faith to you. And then you must watch your faith life. There are three symptoms that your faith is sick. Number one is you're beginning to be fearful. You begin to talk about negative talking. You begin to have doubt and worry. Hallelujah. You begin to worry about the future. You begin to worry about what will happen tomorrow. What if this doesn't work? What if it doesn't work? Your faith is dying. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. So check your faith. Take the word of God and build your faith. At the end, it will work. No matter how the way, it may be going south today, but it will turn around. You know this song? I know my God will turn it around. You know that song? I have seen my God turn it around. There are so many times in my life that I have seen my God turn it around. Are you weighed down by troubles of life? Are you thinking of quitting the race? There is no need to worry. There is no need to give up on your journey, my friend, because I know we'll turn it around. Hallelujah. Have faith, it will turn around. Let your faith be alive. Build on your faith in the word of God. Be healthy. Even if Nigeria is $1 is 1,000 naira, you will have the money. Even if bread become, I was talking to my neighbor, he always on his gym, 8 p.m. because of Super Story, till 10 to 11 every day. Sometimes I can know the time by the time the gym goes on. Without fail, 8 a.m. So when the foil increase, I say, sir, how much will you survive? They say, see, even if foil rises to 2,000 naira, we'll buy. That is a mindset. Is that not true? That is a mindset. Every dollar become one, we will be millionaires in dollars. Come on, hallelujah. Have faith that one day you will have someone in a duplex. Have faith that one day you will be settled down with a good husband. Come on, amen. Have the faith. Believe it. Believe that it will not always be like this. Believe that you will not always cry. It will look as if there is no hope. It as if it's not going to work, but don't believe. Ensure that your faith is alive. Come on, hallelujah. And then how to monitor and how to take care of yourself is watch wrong doctrines. Don't allow the concept of turning grace to lasciviousness come into your heart. Because once it's gone, you go, somebody says, Jesus Christ has prayed for all the prayers. What do you pray? Jesus Christ has finished fasting. We are called to inherit. Somebody shout hallelujah. Jesus Christ has prayed all the prayer we are called to enjoy. Somebody shout glory. Jesus Christ has suffered. We are called not to suffer. Somebody say praise the Lord. God is not more about what people see. God check the heart. Make sure your heart, you see, your body will not follow you to heaven. Fornication is by your body. It is your spirit that will go to heaven. Don't let them deceive you. Somebody shall glory. Yes. So the people are feeding on every Sunday morning. I shared the story of the first time of somebody that came and met me. I said that you can sit and go to heaven. This same guy will come to church from a lady's house. Two of them come together. And believe, yes. I don't tell you something I've had. I tell you somebody that I know. From there, they will sleep and come over in the morning. I say, brother, holy God, well done. Well done. Well done. You go and sleep in the lady's house repeatedly. Well done, sir. I don't need to be a prophet to know he will not survive it. Oh, he has not been surviving it. But the fact that you came to tell me that even if you sin, you don't go to hell. He told me that before he was like me unto somebody, he said there was a lady that was always cheating. So he was talking to her now. Then the lady told him that, wait. Then the lady opened John 3 and said, what did he say? For God so loved the world. That what? He gave the hand that what? Whosoever believed in him. Not. She said, what? Whosoever believed in him, all you need is belief and you will not perish. Anything you do, you know. He said that was the scripture the lady told him. And then his eyes opened. I'm telling you, somebody was sitting before me telling me here. Not joke. He said, so you know, say, hey. Okay. He was fired from his former church because he was caught on top of a lady. Not joke. The church he was fired from is 5 minutes from here. From here. 5 minutes this way. So what I'm saying is not a joke. They are sitting for a lady coming back saying there's no good. And then when he was leaving, I did not agree. He said that he prayed that God would touch my heart. And then he said that his number is with me. Anytime I need, I can call him. He will come and explain more to me. Somebody shout glory. All right. That when you hear that, before you will know, you have aborted 3 children already. So don't allow wrong doctrine. Grace is not an excuse for promiscuity. It is not. It cannot be. Hallelujah. It cannot be. Say it cannot be. Don't say Apostle Paul said, kiss one another with holy kiss. So why can't I kiss her? You show 4 scriptures to show it. You cannot deceive us, okay? Unless you're not a man like us, I don't know. Unless you're an alien. But I don't know a guy that can kiss a lady lip to lip and be thinking of the Holy Spirit. I don't know one. Can you do it? That kissing a lady like, and then what is on your mind is worship. Hallelujah. Salvation. Abba, guys. Abba. Run up. Abba, Abba. It's not true. Even American, that their culture, they kiss, is peg, number one. The idea. See, you're just social, hugging a lady breast to breast, chest to chest. I say, me, no, I grew up with the hawks in my family. Grew up with hawks. I did not grow up with hawks. I don't even want to grow, and I will not train my children to grow up with hawk in Jesus' name. There is side hawk. Is there no side hawk? Is there no side hawk? You see now, the way you're looking at me is like, yeah, you're used to that kind of teaching. I'm telling you now, Jerry's hog. Hog her by the side. Holy brother, give him this side of your body. Well done, sir. If he doesn't want to leave, say, please, can you? There are people you hug and they don't want to let you go. They want to magnetize. Please, can I? Yeah, don't be. You see, I'm telling you practical experience. True or yes? They want to hold on a little long. What are you doing? Are you warming her? Let her go! But we say, let me go and serve the Lord. Tell him, let me go and serve God. No. Some ladies like it. I said, yeah, I have seen ladies, I stretch my hand to them. They took away my hand and wanted to hug me. Say, me, guys. I don't hug ladies. No joke. There are people that say they don't shake guys, they hug them. My love language is physical touch. I will not survive it. So the best is not to. Not to. I don't want to finish hugging you and I'm praying. I'm seeing one image on my head. Shamalana Mayaga. Just remember the lady. May you be sincere to yourself in Jesus' name. May you be sincere in Jesus' name. Yes, don't allow denying the lordship of Christ. When God said, do this, you do it. Hallelujah. Feed yourself with the right doctrine. And then you become spiritually healthy. And then finally, in 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 5 to 10, the Bible gave us some golden keys to stay spiritually healthy. What does he read? 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 5 to 10. Wait on the Lord. Are we there? Sorry. The Bible says, beside this, giving diligence at your faith, what? Virtue, that is character, to character, what? Are we there? 1 Peter chapter, okay, 2 Peter, right? Sorry. Verse 6 now. And to virtue, knowledge, right? And to knowledge, what? That means have, know a lot of things. And to knowledge, temperance, that is self-control. And to temperance, patience. Learn to be spiritually patient. Hallelujah. It takes a lot of patience to develop anything in the realm of the spirit. You must learn the principle of what people, some people call it waiting on God. Hallelujah. Waiting. You can just go there and just be there. Sometimes you can just lie down flat. Now I can understand if you have roommates. Or you have people around you or something like that. But if you are alone in your room, learn how to lie down flat. Play worship song or just don't have anything on your mind. Just worshiping. Just waiting on God and praying for long hours. Just wait on God. Be singing songs. Play messages on the background. All together. Act patient. It takes a lot of patience to develop anything substantial in the realm of the spirit. Anything. You will be patient. Wait and wait and wait and then finally it will come. And the patient and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that it shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I have heard of people backsliding after 5 years. It will not be your story. Come on, say amen. After this month of spirituality, get the message to them. I hear of people after NYC, and then you see them again, you don't believe they are the one. It will not be your story. I will not hear that you are back to the world and you're no longer spiritual again. Sound like paper bullet. You know paper bullet. But I will hear of you making way for God. You will not live. We will not be evangelizing and meet you in a bar. That you have left the world. We will not meet you with three women or people that are served, some inside and some outside the house. And shame you to identify with them because of what they have become. Hallelujah. That will not be your story. Come on, say amen. You will not go and become a wrong lady. After serving God with such fire, you are not the one becoming a side chick. And you are not the one comfortable with cheating with married men. That will not be your story. Come on, say amen. You will not be a brother here, we know you shouting fire. Ah. In him, it doesn't come into my head. I know. When you see them, like they were the Holy Ghost exponential seven. Holy Ghost what? They are the one, they were the example of the Holy Ghost. When you say you want to lay, after 5 years of campus, when you meet, I could not believe my eyes. Some people don't leave university for 2 years, they come and say, the outside world is difficult to survive. It's difficult to survive. Hallelujah. Is it difficult to survive? It's not difficult. It's not difficult. You will survive it. And you will survive it. Hallelujah. You will give birth to children on fire. Speak in tongues every church. Your children will grow up and meet you praying. They will meet you. You should be able to pray for them to get filled in the Holy Ghost. Your husband will rest because you will lay hands on him. And pray for him. And say, take it. And say what? Husband come by, say, he's tired. Say, stand behind him. I'm telling you. Husband is on the floor because, can it happen or not? Cannot happen. Can happen, yes. Lay hands on him and then you wake up after 30 minutes. And then you are rested. Yes, I'm telling you, it's possible. It's what? Possible. Wrote something on Father's Day on see, one of the best things that happened to her is the gift of a husband that can pray for her and she will show it will happen. And then she has a problem, say, please pray for me because God is to answer you. Like, God doesn't answer me. Pray for me. Can I pray for her? Yes. I was doing retreat. I used to be alone there. When I'm imagining that, doing retreat should be disturbing me. One day I said, sleep. And it's in my spirit. I said, let it get. Woke up around 8. Say, what happened? Like, what happened today? Say, you did something. This is not normal. Then the next day she was begging me, please don't pray that she sleep. Please, I'll not disturb you. Is that not a good spiritual life? I'm telling you. Sleep. Sleep and wake up by 8 p.m. I'm telling you. Don't then pray for me to sleep. I'll not disturb you. She advised herself in the bedroom. No, in the parlor. Say, this thing will work. Can be really, because that is why you see real spiritual people is not by pulpit, you know them, it's at home. When you meet them outside church, because everybody here is looking with tie. Look at the way all of us are dressed. I don't shout on anybody here. If I'm shouting in my words, that's the sign I'm really spiritual. So real spirituality is shown at home and outside the church. So somebody should be manifesting and they should be able to call you. Say, pastor, come. Everywhere you are church, and then you are known for that. I will hear story. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Now, we have done impartation already, but someone was I came after. Can we be on our feet? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the grace of God cause you to, the grace of God keep you. As this month comes to an end, whatsoever is remaining in this month of June, that is supposed to have happened for you, I declare that they happen. In Jesus' name, may this week open divine intervention for you. Doors open of favor. I prophesy over your mind. I prophesy over your spirit that the things of God will be more alive to you. You will want to listen to messages. You will want to pray. You will want to worship. You will want to study. You will want to be in church. In the name of Jesus, you will not like Netflix again. Say amen. You will subscribe to pastors on YouTube and Facebook. Say amen. You will go and unsubscribe from those bad people you follow. Say amen. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Can we appreciate God and say, Father Lord, we thank you for your word. No, I mean, let's pray and say, Father Lord, we thank you for your word. We give you all the praise. Come on, let's pray and say, Father, we thank you. Thank you for speaking to us. We give you praise to apply the word of God that we receive. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Father. King of glory, we give you all the glory. For in Jesus' mighty name of Jesus.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080- 0802-226276 or 0802611-2114. Remain rapturable.